let me talk to you quickly about what a dreamscape is. A dreamscape is a musical score that's put together ever so craftily, ever so carefully. And the idea is that the mind over time loses its flexibility of thought. It loses its ability to be creative, to be visual, that we become automated as we grow older in life and that we get subjugated to the things in life. And in order to have memories surface in our mind, memories could come from other worlds, from other places, from other dimensions. And because the mind is so organized in a structural world, in a structural pattern, that it becomes rigid, it becomes construct. And the idea of a dreamscape is to allow the mind to kind of have yoga, in a sense. It's stretching the mind, it's allowing your imagination to become more vivid, more clear. It is clearing out the byways of the brain in order for images to surface, for emotions to surface that may not have been regions of the brain that were operational or at least exercised and flexible and willing to take on thoughts that were either ancient or new. The brain would be too easily to dismiss them or ignore them or just would not have the capacity for something so strange or fresh or new from a memory. So a dreamscape is designed to stimulate regions of your brain, stimulate regions of thought, stimulate ideas that may not have occurred to you. As you listen to dreamscapes and you progress with them, they will become more intensive, or at times your mind will start editing them. There'll be different phases, but there will be breakthroughs as you work with them. And often the images that you are invoking will be images that your mind could have thought of or could have imagined, and it will place it from movies or from books or magazines or somewhere where you've seen it before. And it starts filling those things in. But what happens is there's just sometimes regions of the music that is pushing your mind to creatively put images into it that are going to be fresh. They're going to be new. They're going to be from places that you haven't seen maybe in this lifetime, or that your brain hasn't created or can steal or borrow from somewhere to create the image that's being invoked in you. And the concept of a dreamscape is that it's going to reach into eventually your ancient memory, older memories that go beyond what would be perceived as this life, or to tap into the Gaia mind, to go outside of what is considered your current stasis of consciousness, or what your hard drive is for your brain, per se, what data is there. You're going to have to go outside of your own box to draw memory, to draw ideas, to draw textures and scents and sceneries. And that is what a dreamscape is doing. It's pushing your mind to become more flexible. It's pushing your mind in areas that it normally wouldn't be pushed in. Most exercise is always visually presented. It's done in this day and age through going to the movies. It's very rare for the majority of people now to read books and to use the description in a book for their imagination to operate with it. And even if they do, it's so well defined often that it's nothing really new for your mind to see. It can imagine it. So what we want to do with the dreamscape is we just want to clear the palate and let your brain, without thought, to use not thought, to just kind of autopilot and to place different images and different things in there that you can reflect on later. You should always have a notepad near you. You should always write down when you come out of your dreamscape all of the notes that you can, especially details, colors of things, people's faces. Were they familiar faces? Were they unknown faces? What emotions did you feel? Dreamscapes will change. You might do the same dreamscape over and over, but each session can dramatically change. And the data that starts being built in that dreamscape is going to be of value to you, because if it goes to an ancient memory with inside of you, and 10 to 1 it eventually will, that doorway once open is not just open in the dreamscape, it's open to you to go into during a meditation or a deep state of consciousness. You can draw upon resources from it that will expand who you are, or who it is that you're trying to recall from yourself as to who you are and what you should know. So these are flexibility tools. They're very powerful. They're very useful. And they are something that should be applied at least once a week, if not twice a week. I don't recommend more than that because your brain naturally will start to create resistance and you'll have to wait a while before you can do it again. So don't overuse it. Use it as a valuable tool, an important tool.